That's my next big tip. Pokemon Go. It is the best place because every like 10 feet, you can literally do another Pokestop.
I hope you're zooming in on my face right now.
Evie, you're not. Evie?
Say it again. Now I'm in frame. Go. Shh,
Dad's talking. Evie, don't. Evie? I think it's time that we call it quits because I can tell like Evie's getting tired. But,
so you're saying I look fat?
I did not say that.
I pulled something here in the car. Now it still hurts. Do you guys ever like snap or pop something on your chest?
All the time.
And then, but then this time it was a little higher. It's
bothering me. Welcome, everybody. This is. I forgot to shut the door. Twice I've had to get up, and that camera's perfect.
I'm shutting the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh, Mom is talking.
Shut it. All right.
Ooh.
Now we're ready to begin. Finally, after a multitude of delays... Welcome, everyone. This is...
Mom is talking.
Podcast hosted by Evelyn with your special guest, me, myself. We are really excited to be here and to share with you. Are we going to do this now?
Keep going. If I'm going to stare at you, I need to do this.
This light isn't helping, but it's giving a great... It's giving a good little low light on you, but now you're covering it, and it's going to ruin that camera. You're going to have to just accept it, Evie. There's things in life that you have to accept. Oh, okay.
Like this thing?
And that shirt. Oh, gosh. Well, we've done it, guys. We've completed the task at hand, what we've been planning for so long.
We're still alive.
We're alive still, and we're exhausted. What we're referring to, if you didn't have a chance to hear episode 3, I highly recommend you check that out. Episode 3 talks all about what we prepared for. We prepared for this huge, massive family vacation where we spent 2 or 3 days in San Diego. We spent 4 days in Anaheim / Huntington Beach. And now we're spending our last day in Utah. We did it, Mom. What are like your first thoughts about this vacation, how it went?
Well, I'm looking at the suitcase right now that's wide open, and I'm washing clothes right now, and I'm thinking now, I overpacked.
Wow, that's a first.
Really? Overpacked.
So I guess let's review then some of the ideas that we talked about in episode 3.
I thought the boys were going to get dirty. I thought someone was going to, you know, pee themselves. I thought someone was going to spill something at Disneyland.
Did any of that happen?
You just never know. No, and the boys have been wearing the same shorts the last 3 days. One kid didn't wear his jeans at all. I didn't wear my long sleeve at all. I didn't wear my Mickey sweater, but that's because I bought this one.
That was the second last day, though. The second day.
In San Diego, the kids wore one shirt twice. So I have the suitcase now. Well, I guess it was okay. I have one shirt left for each kid. Everything else was dirty.
How many pants and shorts do you have left?
One clean short and that's it. And the sweats that I washed in San Diego.
I went through all my clothes except for my socks. I only wore one pair of socks for a week.
Socks and underwear I packed pretty good. It was the shirts that I overpacked.
It was the shirts.
And good thing I packed two sweaters, two
jackets.
Well,
we also didn't prepare, though, because it was freezing.
No, I knew it was going to be
cold. Well, in San Diego, it was freezing. We didn't know that. First 2 days in San Diego, it was freezing. It was so cold in that house.
I didn't know their house was very cold.
It was like below 60 degrees, and we're not used to that. And there weren't enough blankets, and we all just had like these flimsy... you know, pajama, long sleeves, and pants. No. We didn't have actually adequate clothing for
you
it.
You didn't have adequate pajamas.
Freezing. Maybe it was me.
Okay. Anyway, the packing, that was one thing.
So it sounds like we overpacked, which is not a bad thing. I mean, granted, we were expecting to have lots and lots of more accidents and explosions and spills, and we didn't have really any, right? We had zero.
Well, I guess they're old enough now to...
That's kind of crazy. Like, it's really, really weird feeling when you've gone to Disneyland and all the whole time you've gone, you've had kids that are really young. And now that they're, like, older than toddlers and they're functioning somewhat humans, it's not too bad.
I think that's... I'm thinking now Disneyland next time should probably just be even one day.
So let's go into that. So let's break down for those that are just joining us, you know, what our plan was. So as we talked about in episode 3, Evie and I celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Early.
It's not till June. Our plan originally was to go to Disney World, and we were going to fly out there, just her and I, and we were going to go for a week to Disney World, because that's what Evie has always wanted to do. And she asked me when we first got married, what are you going to do for my 10-year? Are you going to buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Uh-uh.
No, BMW, sorry. A BMW, or take me to Disney World. And I said, okay, I concede. I'll take you to Disney World. But then baby came. And we decided to reevaluate, and we took the whole family. And so instead of going a whole week, we spent some time in San Diego, some time in Anaheim, where we went to Disneyland for 3 days, and then a day in Huntington Beach. Beach, and a day in St. George. So let's talk about Disneyland. Did it meet your expectations?
Not really.
What was the difference?
I'm just so used to going alone and doing this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. But it was fun. What was it? Our third day, when we were like, all right, boys, what do you want to do? Dorothy picked Snow White. Tono picked Carousel. Nicholas didn't know what to pick.
Yeah.
And then we picked for him. And then they kind of just, you know, mapped out the day. And then we stayed and actually watched the parade, and we finally watched the show I like to watch.
We haven't done any of that before. The kids always crash at like 6. But like right as dusk happens, they just fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as being pregnant, was anything any different? Did you
not really
notice anything different? Did you have any accidents, any emergencies?
No.
Did all the food you eat, was it digested and... Did you get sick? Did you?
The first and second day, I didn't want much. But the third
day... What did you have
day,
for your first day? What was the meals we ate?
I don't remember. Hungry Bear? That was the first day.
First day we had Hungry Bear. That place is great. I'm making a full video on that, so you guys should check that out. We actually got a really good deal. Mm-hmm. Under $60. Boom.
Now, I told you we were going to spend lunch and dinner every day at least 50 to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about for dinner? Dinner, we got home at 6. So we cut out early our first day at Disneyland. Because we got in there. We drove there. The thing is, if maybe if we hadn't have driven, we had like an hour and a half drive, we probably would have enjoyed Disneyland a little bit longer. But since we were driving from San Diego to Anaheim and we had a bunch of traffic, you know, our patience waxed thin, our stamina wasn't as much, and I don't know, I wasn't,
well, and the
I
night
didn't feel
before,
strong that first day.
No, the night before, we were so busy. I was doing laundry. Everyone was taking showers.
We were talking late.
We talked way too late.
Yeah, we talked really late with Evie's aunt and uncle and their oldest
cousin.
Kid at home. That was great fun. Okay, so it seems like expectations weren't blown, but it wasn't as enjoyable as it has been in the past. Is that true?
Well, I need to think about it this way. We went with the kids this time.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be different with the kids.
How do you compare your birthday? Which we, in September we went, or yeah, in September we went for her birthday one day. How do you compare that with this time?
Well, we didn't need to worry about losing someone.
Yeah, that was
We walked and we didn't look back. But with Doherty, we had to keep looking back.
Yeah.
But we went on a lot of the adult rides, and we didn't do that a lot.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that. There were a couple of things that I wanted to hit Indiana Jones. I wanted to hit Pirates. I wanted to hit...
And I don't know why they didn't want to go on Pirates this time.
I wanted to hit Matterhorn. I don't think I've ever done Matterhorn.
Meh.
You don't like it? See, Evie's never really gone on Matterhorn with me. So there's a few things that we didn't get to do.
Last time I went on that was like 2 years ago. It always hurts my neck.
Yeah. I think that this was probably the best experience I've had at Disneyland. I think so.
It was better than October? I mean, Halloween party?
Yeah.
Dada.
Well, first of all, I went on Thunder Mountain, the train. Big mountain, big thunder train. That was fantastic. That was so much fun in the day. And then at night was fantastic. What made it different is watching the reaction of my kids when they got off a ride that was really exciting.
That's what I like.
That's what was
See,
the
that's
best.
Why I'm saying that I need to think about it differently. I need to think about it. I need to think about kids. I need to think about
because we,
what they
I mean,
enjoyed.
We've taken the kids on some of the rides, but when Doherty got off Splash Mountain that first time.
No, Big Thunder Mountain.
It was Splash
Mountain. Okay, yeah.
And I went on with him. He jumped off of that log and he's like,
No, he did that on Big Thunder Mountain.
He did it on Big Thunder Mountain as well.
I didn't see him.
He and I went on Splash Mountain together.
Yeah, you guys were behind me.
It was, yeah. And when I saw him jump out, he was like, Rah! It was like, come on, there, come. You know,
well, see, that's why I'm thinking.
Go. That Doherty was like fired up. And to see Doherty as a 4 year old fired up about something that I've done so many times, and I didn't see the excitement until I haven't felt that excitement until I witnessed Doherty and Tono too. Tono got up and he was just like, I want to do it again.
That's my favorite ride now.
That's my most favorite ride. That was great.
So talking about you know, the kids are older now. It's different. We don't need to walk around with extra changes of clothes or diapers or whatever. They're older now. It was different. They're starting to enjoy these older kid rides that the last 3 years they've been like, oh, I'll do it next time.
Yeah.
That maybe we should take them somewhere else next time. Maybe we shouldn't even go to Disneyland.
You think they're ready for Six Flags? Six Flags.
No, they're not ready for Six Flags. Well, I wasn't ready for Six Flags
was saying,
in the first grade.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Second grade? Well, and that's what I've been thinking of the last 2 years since Gabby's wedding.
But Nicholas enjoys the environment, though. He's not a thrill seeker like Doherty. And Tono's like half and half.
And Tono still is obsessed with Mickey. So.
Yeah, Tono... Well, they love the environment. It's still too crowded. That's one of the drawbacks. There's so many people.
That's why
so
I go three
strollers.
Times a year by myself and once every 2 years with the kids.
So how would you compare parks? Let's say someone who's never been, they don't want to do a park hopper. They've got 3 days. Well, let's say 1 day. Which park do they go to?
Disneyland.
Why?
It's the original. There's more stuff to do.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that I notice. At least right now. Don't go to California Adventure. Because there's a bunch of stuff that is under construction. Like the whole Bug's Life land. There was a whole land that is just shut down. And they're rebuilding it.
Mm-hmm.
And that cuts off a bunch of passageways. And it cuts off a bunch of play areas. Like there was a lot of kids areas. Like.
Yeah,
the bumper cars, and like there was a couple of like Ferris wheel type things. Those are definitely, you know, the things that you wanted to take little kids to, but now they're turning it into Marvel Land, which will be awesome, but that's not going to be available. I feel like the Pixar Pier, isn't that exciting? It's like old school carnival ride, carnival, what do you call that? Carnival, they're games. Carnival rides, but they're like games.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple of, like there's the swings, which is fun. There's the Ferris wheel, which is fun. And then you've got the race car one and then the Goofy ride, which is fun. But other than that, there's like three or four restaurants that are like right next to each other that they could have made into cool rides. And then you've got the pier area where you've got all those amusement games,
mm-hmm.
you know, like shoot the targets. You've got like the race one. You've got like the throw the ball at the bottle. None of those are good because they're $5 a piece. You have to spend $5.
For one game.
For one game.
No, and okay, but what would they put there instead? There's no room because of the roller coaster.
Well, they should do more little games and make it not so expensive. And it doesn't matter about the prizes. The biggest thing is the prizes. They give away gigantic dolls.
No, they do. Don't. It was a Woody.
Those are like $25 to $40 retail if you were to buy them at the store.
The receipt. I looked at the receipt. Okay, Those dolls that we bought.
Okay.
Remember how it said if you buy two, they're $22 each.
Uh huh.
And the first thing I said to the lady at the cashier at the cash register was, "We're only getting three. Do I need to get four in order to get them all for $22? She got us a deal. No,
it deducted $9. I saw it.
Enough.
No,
Nicholas's
because the $26
was still $30.
They're $26.99, and they took off $3.
Watch.
We'll have to look at it. So anyway, going back to my thought, don't go to California Adventure. If you're gonna do like a five day stay and you've got park hoppers each day, it's fun. But I highly recommend you just go to Disney, because if you think about Fantasyland, Evie, Fantasyland, picture Fantasyland, there are some of the most iconic rides there. You've got the Toad ride. That's like one of my favorites. Mr. Mm-hmm. Toad or whatever. That's like an obscure cartoon that they came out with like 40 years ago. And it's still one of like the most sought after rides. Peter Pan, that always has 50 to 60 minute wait.
It's Fantasyland is good, but it's also bad. It's good that they stuff so many fun things into one small area, but it sucks because it gets crowded.
Condition, yeah.
And they should wait for like Dumbo sometimes is like 15 minutes.
Yeah, because they've got the teacups and the Dumbo and Snow White
and Pinocchio,
Toad,
Peter Pan.
Alice, they've got all of them crunched. And then they've got the gigantic. No, I'm just talking about all in that area. And then they've got the merry-go-round, the carousel. What they need to do, and I was really disappointed. So they have that iconic Geppetto whale, right? Geppetto gets eaten by the whale in Pinocchio. Mm-hmm. That's iconic to go on that ride. It's like the fairy tale adventure. They got to get rid of that. That is huge real estate. And it's just a boat that you sit and it's not even that fun. And it takes so much room. What they need to do is just get rid of all that and then spread out all of those rides. Which there's no way they're going to be able to. I mean, they can probably move the carousel. But that like, fairy tale adventure road is, like, the worst. Do not wait for that. It is not worth it. It's fun to go through the thing, but that's it.
And that's what the boys really wanted
that's
to
the
do.
Boys really, and we waited. Like, and the thing is the lines, you're, like, shoulder to shoulder with people. Once you stop, you've literally got a stranger who's right here. You know, because it, like, winds. Like, it goes back and forth. Usually you have some separation, but with this, it was literally me in like this tiny area having to deal with two kids going crazy. It was a nightmare. I hated that. That was like one of my least favorite things.
I was feeling
Abby's like, I'm gonna go wait in line. And she was
and I wanted to save a spot for the parade.
And that was fine. It wasn't a big deal, but I dealt with it. Everyone's like, these kids. And so I had to like play games and make
what
up stuff.
What about my kids?
I didn't want to get upset, but so anyway, so I'm getting sidetracked. We're talking about what you'd recommend doing. So I would have been content doing all 3 days at Disney. Even though I am going to contradict myself. California Adventure was probably my favorite that I've ever been. Even though we didn't get to go to, even though we didn't get to go to, to Frozen, coaster? We got kicked out of the
swings.
The swing. Oh, that we'll talk about the swings in a second. we didn't get to do the swings, and we didn't do Frozen. We didn't do the swings, and we didn't do Monsters Inc. Remember, it broke down. Yeah. Monsters Inc. broke down. So, but again, my entertainment and my, I guess my satisfaction is the reaction of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go there for myself. The most important thing that you need to have is the expectation that it's not for you. You're not going to Disneyland for you, but you're going for the kids.
And that's what I kept trying to think. That's why I was okay, kind of, with not going on the roller coaster again. And
yeah, because we
only
didn't
did
the,
Splash Mountain one.
We didn't even do the Roadster Racers.
Yeah, we didn't do the Radiator Springs one.
Yeah, we did.
No.
The Roadster Racer or
Radiator Springs, the two cars that race.
Oh yeah, yeah. Isn't that called the Roadster?
Radiator Springs Racer.
Radiator Springs.
We didn't do that. Nope. And then, but then we also didn't wait for, like, Lightning McQueen and stuff. I don't know why. What
you
were
moved.
We doing instead?
Go in the center.
You want me to be right in the center?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then
we did the Geppetto one, which was under construction forever. That one actually, watching it sucked, but when you're in the car, it was actually pretty cool.
Which ride?
Where's the not Geppetto? I said that wrong. It's little Guidos.
The
Guido
the
cars.
Luigi one.
The Luigi cars.
You liked it? It was fun.
I actually
fun.
Liked it.
Right, that's funny. All of a sudden, we started spinning for like 10 seconds.
So
like,
it's basically the little Guido cars from Cars. And they have it programmed. So each car that you're in is synced with the ones around it. And so it does like
they're
this
dancing.
Traditional, I
that's
guess, Italian
is.
Dance. But they're not connected and they're not like on a track. So it was really impressive, the robotic programming. But I thought it was really dumb. But when you get in the car, it was pretty fun.
We did a lot of new stuff. Boys liked it. I think anytime we go on a trip, doesn't matter what we do, if we stay in a hotel, that's what they remember.
The hotel?
For some reason, the boys are obsessed with hotels. Yeah, they'll probably mention...
Where they sleep.
They'll probably mention Disneyland and stuff, but they'll be like, oh, the hotel, let's go back to the hotel.
That's right. All right, well, we're starting to get towards the latter end of this episode. I only want to go for about a half an hour. Maybe we'll go a little bit longer, but I've got two more things that I want to talk about. So the first thing that we want to talk about now are tips. So that's going to be, that could be six or eight things. So I'm going to do three tips. You do three tips, Evie. Let's give a little preface before we
but
do.
But now
so,
these tips are for kids that are our age.
Yeah, when you have kids.
No, but I also have tips for when you have like little ones, like little.
Okay, well, let's
Dorian.
Do that. Let's do that after. So
no, let's just do tips for our age.
Let's
kids.
Do tips for our age. And then maybe if we want, maybe you can do a couple of tips for kids, for little babies. So this is going to be some of the suggestions, best practices that we do when we go to Disneyland. We've already gone through our preparation and how you prepare. Now we're going to talk about the day of Disneyland. So Evie, you take it away. You do your three first.
Okay.
Or do you want me to do it first?
You go first. I was
okay.
paying attention.
Right.
I was looking
so
at my toes.
The first thing that I recommend doing is I think setting expectations with the kids, right? So we already talked about preparation money-wise. You want to bring some extra cash. You want to make sure that you're not going to Disneyland thinking, I'm not going to spend money, okay? You can't think that. You have to know that you're going to spend money. Now, it's not financially prudent to say don't have a budget. I've never been able to hit my budget. Evie and I have budgets. We never hit it. So
yeah, we did good this time. We did good.
No, we didn't. We went over like $300.
No, don't put what am I thinking? Don't budget in the food that we ate at night.
I know. But we used money on food instead of buying knickknacks. And some of the knickknacks we spent were like $100-$150. And then, like, we bought way more treats than we thought we would. 79. Right? So that's I'm bleeding into my second tip. So the first tip is, if you set an expectation that you're not going to spend money and you're not willing to spend money, it's not going to be a good experience. You shouldn't be going to Disneyland if you're not willing to spend money. And I'm talking about all over the place. So churros here, balloons here.
No balloons. Souvenirs. Don't get your kids balloons. Balloons are fun. No.
Okay, Abby doesn't. Well, like little bubble machines there, caps, embroidering your hats. All these little things will add up. Abby wants to pull hers out. So that's my first thing. Don't set an expectation, because if you do, you're going to get ticked. You're going to get upset. It's not going to be enjoyable. So if you go and you set the expectation that I'm going to spend money and money is going to be spent and there's nothing you can do about it, you're going to have a better experience, right? Otherwise, don't go to Disneyland. That's my first one. My second one is bleeding into it, is to set expectations with the kids. Don't let them walk all over you, but reward them for good behavior. So it was 100% more enjoyable because we just didn't focus on lunch and dinner. We had churros here. We gave them ice cream. We gave them funnel cake. We got them pretzels. We got them suckers. Each kid got their own little beignets. Like, you got to enjoy all of the little knickknacks because they taste so good. Like, my favorite thing was the beignet and the churro caramel funnel cake. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, I mean, we easily spent $100-$150 on just little snacks alone. But blending those two recommendations together, your experience is going to be so much better. Do you have
a recommendation? When you're with kids. I mean, Doherty's four. He's our youngest. I like letting them choose where to go, what to do, where to lead us. I mean, Nicholas has the map. Yeah, I see this is here. Let's go there, you know? Because, like you said, it's all about the kids. It's seeing their reaction. If they want to see this or ride that, just go do it. But if the line's too long, don't do it.
Yeah, I think like a sub tip is like enjoy the environment. Like,
there's so much to do.
Go to a land and just walk every pathway. Don't necessarily wait in line and look for all of the little artistic elements of the land. Like, we went to Toontown. I hate Toontown. I always hated Toontown because I thought it was a waste. Get rid of Toontown. But we went to Minnie's house, and it was unbelievable. On the fences, they have these little ornate rose buds.
Andy, I think that are like porcelain. Video.
Why? No, they were porcelain, and they were like it was like talking. Super high quality. Give me a break. And like, enjoy the architecture because they put a lot of thought into every aspect, every element of it, and you can literally just walk the whole park. Don't even go on a ride and enjoy yourself.
And that's what I've done a couple times. And that's why I like to be alone. Whenever I'll go out, like when my mom or my sisters are with us, I'm like, okay, peace out. I'll see you in like an hour. And I'll go sit on a bench or go watch this or just enjoy myself.
There's so many hidden things. Like, just in Toontown. So we found a little hidden, I want to say hidden Mickey, but it's not. Is it Snow White's wishing well? Right by Minnie's house, there's a wishing well. And if you tug on
No, if you just touch...
If you touch something, the well has a speaker, and it says, I'm wishing for the one I love.
Oh, wait.
To find me.
On the Snow White ride?
No. That's
by
different.
Minnie's house.
By Minnie's house. There's a wishing well.
That
and she
was
says,
Minnie's
I'm
voice.
I'm wishing.
I think that was
but
Minnie's
voice.
But it's
from the... I thought it was from the movie.
I didn't hear what she said.
It was awesome. I found that. And then there was another one. Apparently, in Pluto's house... Not Pluto. In Donald's house. Donald Duck. If you go to the top, mm-hmm. where the speaker is, where you can hear him go... Uh-huh. And where you have the captain's steering wheel.
I don't know.
There's like this opening and there's these little tiny rivets. You can push them and apparently it makes sound. Blown away.
You... No joke. Andy, those 3 days at Disneyland. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well, the Snow White apple was amazing. You go on Snow White's ride and you touch her golden apple.
Mm-hmm. The witch cat.
The witch. She goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. They've got so much of that crap. I would love to just
see,
look
through
it.
See, that's why you just go slow and take your time. If you can't go on all the rides, I'm saying this if you have kids with you. Who cares? Like, that's why I'm like, I don't care. I didn't go on Indiana Jones. I didn't care. I didn't go on all this roller coaster or that roller coaster big kid ride. Because... I enjoy the little rides too. I enjoy looking at the little things. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing the shows more. I feel like if you hit up as many shows as you can, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, the shows are my favorite by far. The show that we went to, it's usually the
and it
Tangle.
Was new. It was new.
It was Beauty and the Beast.
No, they do Beauty and the Beast. I've seen it before, but it was a little different. It was really good.
Oh, they were so good. Those are some of my favorite things.
They usually have
Mickey and the Magical Hat. And they have, isn't there another one in Disneyland? Or is
no,
it only
that's
those
it.
Two? Okay. I hope they have one for Star Wars. They have a Star Tours, which they got rid of. But anyway, there's so much.
The Jedi training.
Oh, yeah. We went on the race car, the Honda, sponsored by Honda mm-hmm. race car. That was so much fun. So we piled in, Doherty, Tono, and I. And this thing keeps adjusting. Doherty, Tono, and I piled in this little tiny car, and I told them that they get to drive, and I just full throttled it. And I learned that if you let go of the gas and then hit the gas again, you'll actually go faster because it goes and then it throttles it, or not throttles it, it stops it. But I just kept pumping it, and we were like, anyway, it was so much fun. Doherty was like, it was good times. Anyway.
How long
so that was your second recommendation. What's your third and final recommendation?
That wasn't my second. Was
yeah,
that
you gave two.
I don't remember.
You said follow the kids, and then you said something else. Anyway, let me say my last one. Maybe we'll only have five. There's a bunch of recommendations. My last one is. What was my last one? Shoot.
I can't think.
Oh, mine was the characters. Don't take for granted the characters that you go and visit. And I don't mean just going in and like giving them a high five and then taking a picture with them. Really interact with them because they're in full role play style. Like
I love it.
And they know their work, like their stuff. So go in and ask them questions and see if they'll give you some trivia. Or maybe try to stump them. Not this time, but when we went with the boys a couple of years ago, we ran into Captain America.
Uh-huh.
And I said, careful, kids. His uranium shield might cut you. And he said, correction, vibranium. And I was like, it was so great. And they'll do that. The kids got to see...
Tono interacted with Captain.
Yeah, Tono, oh yeah. And then also... Some of the less popular ones are just hanging out.
Walking around.
They're just walking around. Like Captain Hook. And then Alice and Mad Hatter. And then also, who else was there? Mary Poppins. We ran into Mary Poppins. So, yeah. Know their schedule. They've got schedules and you can actually look at it ahead of time. And you can wait in line before they even come. So you can get a good spot. That's what we did with Spider-Man. we knew that they were coming at 12:30. And so we jumped in line and we got a good spot. So that's my third recommendation.
We saw Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Tono saw Black Panther and he said, so where are you from? And he's like,
No.
Okay.
Black Panther's like, so where are you from? And Antonio was just like staring at him. And he's like, Wakanda?
And he's like,
oh, my brother. And he's, but he's wearing a mask. And so you couldn't really hear him. And I'm like, I don't know, 6-7 feet away from them. And I'm just like, I hope I got it.
Oh, well, anyway, it was such an amazing, we have so many more stories. Like, I guess I'll go into the swing ride. So my last and final recommendation is doing the parent swap. We tried to do it, but we failed.
Well, I've never done parent swap. We've never swap really before, done it. Because we've never really needed it.
But I did figure it out. I asked the lady how you do it. So parent swap's a new thing. It's not like you go in and you get a ticket for a fast pass. It's not like you have to show anything. If you go as a parent, you have to wait in line, right? You have to make sure that you're in line. But if you've got children that are too short or too young, they'll let you swap with your parents. And basically your kids, the older kids get to go
twice.
Or if your children are too young and you still want to go on the big rides, you can do the single. You can basically do a single, but all of you go and then you swap. So I thought I could do it where I could take the kids. We were going to go on the swings and Doherty was too short to go alone. Nick could go in his own seat, but I had to have sit with Doherty and then I would have had to sit with Tono. And Evie wasn't feeling good at this point. She was just, you could tell she was pale white. And so I just went up with the boys and they let me go in. And I got to the line and the lady's like, I'm like, I want to do the parent swap. She's like, where's your other adult? And I'm like, what other adult? What do you mean? And they basically said that I had to have another adult. And so what you have to
wait
do,
out.
You have an adult wait with the kids that can't ride while one adult and the kid goes and then you swap and the other adult gets to go while you hold the baby or you go with the kids. And you'll literally just stand at the front of the line. There's no like extra lane that you do. You just stand there and you say, I want to do a parent swap. And they're like, okay, great. Like they'll go first.
Yeah, if we were just like, Theodore, stay right here. Like, hold on to the bar.
They wouldn't let
me. Just stay there. Yeah. I'm going to go on the ride. I'll be right back. No,
But the cast member wouldn't let me. She's like, the kids need to be supervised. And so we walked out and some nice guy came running over. He's like, hey, man, I'll check your kids. I'll watch them. And I'm like, it's okay.
What?
Yeah, I didn't. I was going down the stairs. He's like, hey, dude, come back here. I'll watch your kids.
Hi, Andy. Why didn't you just do it? It's Disneyland.
I know. I probably should have.
We're all friends.
But I was so tired. And I was like, no, it's all good. And we hadn't eaten food. And I wanted my ice cream. And plus, I wanted a Pokemon Go. That's my next big tip. Pokemon Go. It is the best place. Because every, like, 10 feet, you can literally do another Pokestop.
I hope you're zooming in on my face right now.
Evie, you're not Evie. Evie?
Say it again. Now I'm in frame. Go.
Shh, Dad's talking. Evie, don't. Evie? I think it's time that we call it quits. Because I can tell like Evie's getting tired. But,
So you're saying I look fat?
I did not say that. We walked so much. We walked so much, especially having to walk to the hotel.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Okay. Memo to self. There are 5 or 6 Best Westerns.
Yeah.
Make sure you're looking at the right one before you book now.
Oh, poor Evie.
Let's just stick with that one we stayed at 2 years ago. That was a good one.
Yeah, the Del Sol was good. Yeah, Evie unfortunately booked. Now, the thing is you're like, they're like the same distance away, but one is $100 more. And that's the thing. We ended up booking under $100 a night at a Best Western that was like a half a mile away.
It was a mile
away. It was past the convention center. And so you had to walk literally like two and a half, 3 blocks. We walked into the back way of the bus area of the opening.
We walked through, I think, 3 or 4 big intersections. Yeah. That's how far away it was.
So each intersection is probably quarter mile, I'd say. And it was tough, especially when it's like 9 at night. Well, and I'm literally carrying the boys on my back.
The boys were done.
And pushing.
All 3 days, sometime between 5:30 and 6:30, they were done.
Yeah.
When are we going back to the hotel? I want to go back to the hotel. And then we walked.
But you did so well, Evie. Like, you didn't complain at all. I was so impressed. Like, oh yeah, another recommendation. Bring bottled water and Gatorade. That saved us. Literally having a whole stockpile of bottled water and Gatorade.
My backpack was full of snacks and extra clothes for nighttime. The umbrella stroller, the little basket underneath, because it's small. We just shoved it with mini Gatorades and Gatorades. Water bottles.
And it was like, Mama, I'm thirsty, instead of going out buying.
And you always have to get the heads up game when you're in the park.
Oh yeah, heads up game in the lines. Mm-hmm. That was another thing I was going to say. Play games while you're in line. At least with the kids. Like, I was doing some things I've never done with the kids. Like, we were doing word games where we would say, like, because I named the boys 1, 2, 3, 100, 200, 300 to get their attention. It's just a weird thing I do. But we started doing it where we would say the first syllable of the boy's name and then the last syllable of the number. So it would be, like, none. For Tono or for Nick, one, but none, or like oak or oink or ick. And then Tono would be, you know, Tuono or toe.
Oh my God.
And then Doherty was Dree
or
Thorty. And they were cracking up. But I would be like, okay, Tono's the first. Nick is second, Doherty's third, and I would say thun, nun, thou, nun, thorty.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'd switch it out. It was fine. We were just playing games, and there wasn't enough room for heads up, but heads up is really good. That gets the kids going and not so bored. And the hardest part is getting these kids from climbing. I mean, when we were at that roller coaster in Toontown, that was a nightmare. We were in line for like 45 minutes and all Doherty could think of is trying to climb over the fence. And it was like, the fence was like in a ravine of water. And then he got all excited because it was like the first ride and he's like punching me and kicking me.
He was punching the wall.
And he was punching the rock wall.
All I was thinking about was food.
Yeah.
And how... The Roger Rabbit ride was only a 10.
Oh, yeah. Ride. We should have gone to Roger Rabbit. That's another thing
Tono,
we should have gone.
We were walking to the treehouse, which you literally just walk up some stairs and you have to walk back out. But then Tono's like, I want to go on the roller coaster and starts running towards the roller coaster.
Yeah, and like, we didn't even see how long it was. It was probably an hour away and it was so slow and it's like crammed.
Okay.
Everyone's looking at us,
and I don't
know how to deal with these kids without them, like, trying to kill you. I don't want them to kill you.
Well, and that was our first time on the ride.
Yeah.
And it was actually really cool.
No, I hated that. Like, no, you're right.
It was
like,
cool.
Yeah. Right.
I was, like, holding on. Who did I have?
I think you had Tono. I had Doherty.
Doherty.
Yeah,
because it was like.
It was like. Yeah.
And then. Right?
And then, right? No, I don't think there's enough time to talk about every little thing that we recommend. I think we should wrap it up. We're hitting towards 40 minutes. Thank you so much, everyone. I don't really have any last comments. I think next week is going to be intense because we're catching up. I've got work to do.
I'm doing the laundry
rest.
Now. Because I can't go up and down the stairs with laundry.
But I literally took probably 100 gigs of video and pictures. So I usually do a vlog each day. And there's just too much footage to do. And so what I decided to do is to do like how-to and tutorials for food, like best places to eat. So check that out. I'll be releasing those on the YouTube and on the Instagram. But other than that, I think
let's get a shot of our hats in the back. Oh no, it's all zoomed in on your face.
Yeah, it's okay, this mine. One. It's this one.
Oh, okay. Okay,
we're done.
Thank you so much for listening to
Mom is Talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.